Thank you, Brother Jim. Can I just add a few things about Mr. Pegelow? I believe that Brother Streblo has gone on to his heavenly reward.
Yep.
And his daughter, Sandy, can be reached, and these books are still available. She will make them available. She has them printed, and there's a certain charge that she charges for them. You can buy 10 for a certain price or whatever. We have the address somewhere. And this book has been, we've had it translated into quite a number of languages. They've got it over in Czech. There's a Czech version of it. We had it translated into German. I think Hannah Laurie did that for us. And I think the German version is even available on my website. One of the versions is. My goodness, it's been a while since I've looked. Howard, I think there's a Mr. Pegelow somewhere on that website. But it is an excellent, excellent book to use for witnessing. It's better than a tract, more expensive than a tract. But I know people that that buy these by the 10, by the 20, and pass them out. People I've traveled on the airplane with, brethren I've gone with, have got on these airplanes with packs of Mr. Pegelow. In fact, I have at one time used them. And it's a great tool of witnessing, if that's your gift. Amen. So yes, these are available. His daughter's name is Sandy. I don't remember her last name, but she is continuing on with her father's tradition. Jim, I never knew that he went down to the point where he almost became homeless. Never knew that about him.
Well,
yes,
thank
it's
God.
On your website under books.
Which one is it, Howard? Is it the German version? Don't know.
I'd have to look to see for sure. Yeah, it says German.
Yeah.
It says it's the German.
There's a Spanish version, Señor Pegelow. They're available also.
It says also available in German.
Oh.
So,
well, Jim, Mike isn't here today, so I'm going to have to do Mike's job for him here a little bit. I want to propose another alternative way to look at what you were talking about in the tabernacle, okay? And you used the term when we break through the veil, okay, I think you use that term. Can I propose another way of saying that, or maybe seeing that? What's coming in the future, and I think is very near. First of all, the message of the virgins is telling us that the door is closing, and the door that we're talking about is the door between the outer court and the holy place. That door is going to close, and that door is going to close, we believe, for a period of about 3.5 years. Now, there's something else that's going to happen. And that baffled me too there in Hebrews when I noticed that the first time. I thought, well, what's the what's the golden altar doing on the other side of the veil? And I thought and thought and thought about it. And what I finally came to the conclusion is, what's it doing on the other side of the veil is that there is no veil. The veil is gone. The holy place and the holy of holies have become one place. And it's the move of God. It's the hand of God that did it. There's nothing in our strength, in our power that we can do to remove that veil. The Word of God says the veil is still upon the eyes. There isn't anything we can do about it. We can't take that veil off of our eyes. But the hand of God reaches down when it's His time, and that thing is just removed. It's gone, and I can see. Oh, praise God, I've got my sight, and there's nothing between me and the mercy seat anymore. So that's my proposal, Jim. It's gone.
Yes, I agree, Mark. I agree. Because the holy place has to be removed because the Antichrist is going to show himself in the holy place, and the holy place church is going to be taken over. So the sons of God must flee beyond the veil into the Holy of Holies. So I agree.
Are we recording this too?
Yeah, we're recording this.
I wanted to say something about Jim's dream. It appears to me that that this living hell that you were experiencing is what people that do not know God are going through. Without God, life is a living hell. And there's no way out for those people. The reason why you and Joanne found a way out is because you were seeking that way. But other people are ignorant and don't seek the way out. And they're content, so to speak, to dwell and exist in what we know is a living hell. If they don't see it that way, But without God, life is a living hell. How do they find the way out? How do they find that wall to go through, to come to God and experience the fullness of life, living in the kingdom? They can only do that if someone speaks to them. Someone, like you said, has the compassion to reach out to them and speak to them. Paul clearly says, how will they know unless a preacher is sent? Unless someone preaches a word, and a preacher must be sent. Well, each of us, in a sense, are, the conduit or the vehicle that God has chosen to speak to people living in a living hell. And you talk about the power of God, Jim, your message. And the verse that I kept hearing, I kept thinking about as you were talking, was Romans, I think, believe it's 1:16, that says, "I am not ashamed of the power. I am not ashamed of the power of God. No, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation for them who believe, to the Jew first and then the Gentile." So, as long as we are not ashamed of the power of the gospel, that is the power that's needed to bring about salvation. that is the only way that you can bring about, lead people to salvation, is through the gospel. And God needs us to take the time, whatever way he leads us, to speak to people in this living hell, to lead them to that hole in the wall. That's our purpose. I was hearing about these people that are Calvinists that say, well, you know, God can do it himself. You know, he doesn't need us. And, you know, that's not true. God has, you know, has, the program was that he would assign to us believers with the message to bring other people to the knowledge of God. So, you know, we must do that. And it is, again, compassion for people that are living in this living hell that don't experience the life that we have. So, amen.
Amen, Larry. Thank you for those thoughts. I agree. Amen.
There was a song that came to my mind when you were
speaking. A little louder, please.
There was a song that came to my mind when you were speaking, and I'll just read it. It's Jesus, at the name of Jesus, devils tremble at the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. That same power is coming forth through Jesus and me. So I lift up my voice to the King of Kings, praising the name of the one who is master of everything. At the name of the Lamb of God, my heart is cleansed by his blood, fully redeemed at the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Connie. Yes, I know that song, and it does, amen, speak to the word. Amen.
Let me turn the recording off if we're finished.